कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। ओके, सो लास्ट वीक यू रिमेम्बर वेयर वी स्टॉप्ड इन रामायण? ओके 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 ओके, द लास्ट टाइम व्हेन वी टोल्ड रामायण, डू यू रिमेम्बर वेयर वी स्टॉप्ड? हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा, यू रिमेम्बर वेयर वी
स्टॉप्ड?
राम वाज गोइंग टू किल वाली। ओके, देन he killed or he didn't kill? Ram has killed Wali. He killed Wali, no? But he didn't kill.
अरे एक मिनट का तो काम मेरे कर लेगा।
हाँ। Okay. 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 Just a short recap. A short recap we will do. This Wali and Sugriv, they were brothers, monkey brothers. But they were not monkeys, like they were divine monkeys. They were not like the monkeys which you see now. So these two, you know that they had a quarrel because of which demon? You remember what? Which demon? Yes. No? Forgot. Okay. So that demon, he took Wali into a cave. You remember? He took him into a cave, and then Sugriva, he hid the cave with Maya Danava. Yes, Maya Danava. So because of that, he put a big boulder around the cave. Remember, Sugriva. You remember?
That he brought demon should not come out.
Yeah, but then, and then after that he became the king, isn't it? He was coronated as the king. Who was coronated? Sugriva. So Wali got very angry at how that is why he didn't respect his brother. And he took away his wife, he was enjoying with his wife, although he should not do that, but still he took away Sugriva's wife, and Sugriva was all alone, and he stayed in a 4-mile safety zone. You remember?
Yes,
that
sir.
Safety zone where that Rishi was there. And what was that demon's name whom because of whom
Hanuman was
wait
brother, Sugriva's son or Wali's?
Who was Hanuman? Hanuman. What was the relationship? Haribol. What was the relationship? Wait. What was the relationship between Hanuman and Sugriva?
Friends.
But more than that, if you are really intelligent, let me see how intelligent you are. I told you one story in which. Sir, Sugriva. That was his Guru Dakshina. Remember?
Yeah.
That was the Guru Dakshina.
Son was also the Guru of Hanuman.
Son was the Guru of Hanuman. He was the Guru. So for Guru Dakshina, he said that you go and give assistance to my son Sugriva. That is what he told. So that is how he became the you can say like an secretary of you can say that way of Sugriva. Anyway, they were as friends only, as you say. So now, Sugriva and Wali, you remember that demon, Dundubi? Because he was so huge, and Wali just lifted him with one hand, and he killed him, and all that blood came in the Rishi's ashram. That is why that Rishi curse, that if anyone comes here, he'll burst into pieces, many pieces. Remember? Or gone? Remember? Okay. So this is how, then after that Lord Rama said that I will help you fight Wali, you help me find Sita. Sugriva was not, he said how can I believe, how can I believe you are so strong? Because he said Wali could lift that Dundubi in one this thing. So you show me, he showed the body of Dundubi, the dead body, you can lift it over. So then Lord Rama lifted it in 1 minute. And then there were seven salt trees, remember?
Yes,
those trees he uprooted with one that was so beautiful, no? That arrow, one arrow he left, and that arrow went through all the seven trees, it uprooted that. It went down the earth, and then it went back into the quiver of Lord Ram. So this was such an heroic act, no? It is so beautiful. Anyways. So after this, this Wali and Sugriva, they had a quarrel. The first day, Lord Rama didn't do anything. Why? Because they both were looking alike.
Yes.
Right? So then Sugriva came. Oh, Ram, I thought you didn't protect me. So So then Lord Rama said, what can I do? You both monkeys look alike. That's, yeah, very good. Remember.
And after then he
they put the flower mala. Do you have any question about this, regarding this?
No.
Up till now? No question? I had a question. When I heard this, I had a question. Lord Rama knows everything. No? How is it that he doesn't know who is Sugriva, who is Vali?
Because he was acting as a human.
Who? No, no. But even if he was acting as a human, but still he is a Lord. So when I heard this story, I thought how it is possible, you know, that Lord Rama did not know who is Vali. I mean, how it is this thing. So for that, Acharyas explain. I heard the further part of it. Acharyas explain that it is the test of the Lord. How much surrendered is Sugriva? What did the Lord tell to Sugriva? That I will help you fight Vali and you help me find Sita. So Sugriva tested the powers of Lord Ram, but still he was surrendered to Ram as a servant, isn't it? So that is why to see his surrendering point. Understood? How much? Otherwise Sugriva will feel, today you didn't protect me, means we will normally lose hope. But still that is why to just this thing, test his patience. This Acharya has explained that way. Then I felt satisfied. Are you satisfied with this answer? I felt satisfied. I said, how is it possible, Lord Rama? He knows everything. How it is possible that he cannot differentiate two monkeys? Right? Anyways. So, Vali, finally Lord Rama, he was standing behind the bushes. The whole day Sugriva and Vali, they fought and you know, they were hitting each other, they were rolling on the ground and full day passed and Sugriva was totally, he was feeling, well, Lord Rama, why is Lord Rama not protecting me? He was just feeling that way. At that time, Lord Rama behind the bush did, and then, you know, one arrow went and hit Vali and Vali fell down dead and blood was coming out from his body. So, after this, Lord Rama came in front of Vali. So Vali told to Lord Rama that why didn't you fight with me face to face? Why you had to hide behind the bushes? It was not a fair fight. Isn't it? That is what Vali said. You know what Lord Rama answered? Lord Rama said, talking about fair, talking about religious principles. What religious principles did you follow? You, for an innocent mistake by your brother, you treated him so badly. It was not his mistake, isn't it? Sugriva did not do any mistake. So it was an innocent act. So for that you punished him. And not only that, his elder brother is supposed to protect the wife of the younger brother. She is like a daughter-in-law to you. And you are enjoying her? Is this not against religious principles? So then, and besides that, I am a Kshatriya. And you are a monkey. Hunting is my, you know, Kshatriyas go for hunting. So, I am a Kshatriya. So, I can, normally you do hunting by hiding anywhere. There is no rules and regulations for that. That is how Lord Rama explained. Then Vali said, oh yes, I am defeated by you, my Lord. And then he said, but the only thing I am really happy is, I got this death by your hands. Because by getting an arrow from Lord Rama's hands, it is so auspicious. But he said, I have only two worries in my life. And what are those two worries? He had a son called Angada. And his wife, what is his wife's name? Anyone remembers?
Tara.
Tara, yes. The wife of Vali. Tara. So, he said, I am only worried of these two people, Tara and Angada. So, then he told Sugriva, you please protect my wife Tara as well as, and Lord Rama assured the protection of both of them. And then Vali, seeing the beautiful lotus face of Lord Rama, he left his life. Okay. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki
Jai.
So this is how Vali was killed. Now Sugriva, he was coronated as a king. But they had a ceremony in which they coronated Sugriva as the king of Kishkindha. Then after that, now they all decided, now what is the next job? Find Sita. So they all decided, oh, I mean, we can go. But what happened, there were 4 months of rainy season. So then they all said that because of rainy season, we cannot go to find Sita. So for four months, we'll have to stay here only. That is why there is a cave called Parshravana.
So, all of them stayed for
4 months. Lord Ram and Lakshman, they stayed in that cave, and all these people, they stayed in Kishkindha. And Lord Rama, for all the 4 months, they say that in that cave there is a deity of Lord, black deity of Lord Rama today also. And in the deity of Lord Rama has a chanting bead in one of his hands, and the other hand he has kept is on his heart. And it is said, and it is said that these 4 months Lord Rama was chanting. And what was he chanting? The names of Sita. He was thinking of Sita constantly. And after 4 months passed, there was no sign of Sugriva. There was no message from Sugriva. So Lord Rama and Lakshmana were worried. I mean, they said, what is this? Sugriva has not come. 4 months are over. We have to go and start searching Sita. So then they waited for some more time, but no news at all. So then Lakshman, Lord Rama, you remember his father had sent him for 14 years for this exile. That is why he was in exile, no? He had also told his father that he will not go to any civilized place. That is why he sent Lakshman. He said, okay Lakshman, you go and find out why Sugriva has not come. And Lakshman was really very angry. He was so angry, he went straight to Kishkindha. And in the meantime, Sugriva, in these 4 months, what happened? He was enjoying. He had everything, he had become the king. He started enjoying. This is the tendency of all of us. Once we have everything to enjoy, we forget Krishna. Oh, today my exams are over. Now forget about temple. Let us see which new picture has come in the theater, or let us see. What can we? Let us go to Domino's, or let us go to McDonald's, or do something. All these things we want to do. We want to forget Krishna. Exams over means forget Krishna. Until exams, Krishna, tomorrow my paper should go nicely. Riksha, Shalamala. After the exams are over, throw the beads there. Now let us enjoy. That is what we do. The same way Sugriva, for 4 months, he had everything. You people don't have anything, still you want to enjoy. Sugriva had everything. He was in the palace. He had all so many servants, and he had his wife, beautiful wife, and so many opulent food, everything. And he was a monkey also on top of that. So then he was enjoying for 4 months. And Lakshman, but Hanumanji, he was such a great devotee. He had never used his life for sense gratification. Are you able to follow what I am saying? He never used his life for enjoying his senses. So he was constantly warning Sugriva that, see, you have to help Lord Ram. You have vowed. You have made a promise that you will help Lord Ram. That is why please get up. He was saying, get up, sleeping soul. That the song is there, no? Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. So like that he was saying that way. So then Sugriva was little bit thinking over it. In the meantime, when Lakshman came, Angada came there. Angada saw the anger of Lakshmana. He said, yes, Sugriva is actually, he will do whatever you want here. He will do all the plans to help you out in doing. But Lakshman said, I want to see Sugriva. I want to meet him. Then he just went further. And Tara, the wife of Vali, she was also worried. She told Lakshmana, you know, actually Sugriva started making plans of how to find Sita. You don't, this thing, you please have mercy on him. So this is how Tara requested Lakshmana, so that Lakshmana should not get angry. And then what happened? This Lakshmana, he went directly to Sugriva. He came in front of Lakshmana. He saw the anger of Lakshmana and he immediately offered obeisances to him. He said, please forgive me and all. So then Lakshmana's anger was pacified. And then Sugriva and they all went, and they were going to make a meeting for planning how to find out Sita. And in the army of Sugriva, there were many monkeys. So all of them were going to go on to search Sita. And it was decided, they had decided that 80,000 monkeys would go to the north of India to search. 80,000 monkeys. And then to the east, 10,000 monkeys. To the west, 10,000 monkeys. And then to the south, 30,000 monkeys. Because east and west, they thought it will not be touched so much. I mean, they didn't have so much hope, but still they distributed themselves in all the ways to search Sita. Now, let me tell you of the four great generals that were going to the south of India to search Sita. In that, one was Hanumanji. I've told you the story of Hanumanji. Second was Angada. You know Angada, right? He's a son of Vali. And the third is Jambavan. Today I will tell you how Jambavan was born. Now, you know Lord Brahma, he creates. He's the chief engineer. And for him to create the intelligence and the ability to create for Brahma is given by Krishna. If you remember the Bhagavatam first verse, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janma Diyasya Yatonvaya Dataratas Chateshva Vigna Swarat Tene Brahma Ridaya Adikavaye. Like that, in the heart of Brahma, Krishna puts the knowledge. The same way, he gives the ability to create all these things. So, that is how Krishna gave ability to Lord Brahma. And in the meantime, Garbho Dakshahi Vishnu. That Vishnu, he was sleeping on Anantasesha, right? Lord Vishnu sleeps on a snake bed. So that is called Anantasesha. So he was sleeping on that. At that time, suddenly from his ears, from the sweat of his ears, two entities came out. From the sweat of his ears, of the ears of Lord Vishnu, two entities came out. And those two entities were Madhu and Kaitava, two demons. They came out. They started. They both went outside, and they saw the from whom they had come out. So they wanted to kill him immediately. This is the demonic mentality. They wanted to kill Vishnu. So that is how they behaved. And Lord Vishnu, very politely, he told to them that, "Oh my dear sirs, I want a benediction from you." So then Madhu and Kaitav said that, "Do you know who we are?" So then Lord Vishnu said, "Yes, yes, you are the powerful, very powerful Madhu and Kaitava demons. So then I want a benediction from you." They said, oh, he's surrendering to us, you know. Let us give him the benediction. Let us give him a benediction. So then he said, "Okay, what benediction do you want?" To Lord Vishnu they are telling this. Are you able to follow?
Yes.
When Lord Vishnu said that, "I want to fight with you." They were very happy. That is what they wanted. So then, yes, yes. But they said one condition. You should not kill us in a place where there is earth, water, fire, air, ether, intelligence, false ego. So then, wherever all these things are there you should not kill. Because if they put such a condition, Lord Vishnu cannot kill them in any part of the universe. Because this whole universe is consisted of what? Bhumi rapo nalo vayu kammano buddhi revacha. Ahankara iti yamme binna prakriti rashtada. That is earth, water, fire, air, intelligence, false ego. All these things are the constituents of this universe. Because they were demons, they couldn't think beyond the universe. So they said, if we put such a condition, Vishnu will not be able to kill us. So then what happened? This Lord Vishnu and these two demons, they had a very big fight. They were going up and down, and you know, they were fighting. In the meantime, Lord Brahma was sweating because of the condition of this. Means Madhu and Kaitava are fighting with Lord Vishnu. The full atmosphere becomes disturbed, no? So Brahma, you know, he started sweating. And from the sweat of Lord Brahma, in his cheek, one entity came out. And he just threw it. And that entity started growing very huge, black in color, and you know, it started growing very big, and it had lot of hair in its body. And who was that person? Jambavan. He was born from the cheeks of, he was born from the cheek of Lord Brahma. So then Jambavan came out and he spoke in Sanskrit. He spoke in Sanskrit to Lord Brahma, "Where should I go now? You created me, where should I go now?" So then Lord Brahma said, "I have created something without my knowledge." So then he said, "Okay, you go to a place called Jambunad." So then Jambunada Kshetra. So then Jambavan, he went to Jambunada Kshetra. He sat down, and what did he see? Like that, he was seeing, he saw Lord Vishnu and Madhu and Kaitava fighting. He said, "Yes, yes, yes, yes. Oh, such a nice fight. Please hit him on the head."
I mean, this is how he was enjoying the fight. They were fighting so nicely. So Jambavan was clapping, and you know, he was the only audience for Lord Vishnu's side with Madhu and Kaitava. Then finally, Lord Vishnu, he said, okay, enough. He had a good fight. He took both the demons, he put them in his lap, and he crushed them, and he killed them, Madhu and Kaitava. Now, what did Madhu and Kaitava say? That a place where there is no earth, water, fire, air, ether, intelligence, false, all these things, right? And the Lord killed those demons in his lap. The Lord's lap is divine. It is transcendental. It is not made up of earth, water, fire, and ether. Okay? So that is why the Lord killed them in his lap. See, basically, whenever the Lord wants to do some pastimes, he creates these demons. Actually, when the Lord wants to fight, you know, he cannot fight with some ordinary person, no? So he has to create from his own body some demons, and he has to make them fight with him. This is one of his rasa. This is the fighting rasa. The Lord likes to see this fight. Any tendency in us, it comes from the Lord. Everything is there. Cheater. The Lord is the biggest cheater. Like that, everything. You know, this fighting tendency we fight, no? But that tendency is that this is coming from the Lord. So the Lord, when he wants to fight with someone, he creates demons who are really powerful, who can fight with the Lord, not, you know, ordinary demons. Anyway, so the Lord Vishnu killed both of these demons. And then Jambavan said, oh my Lord, it was such a nice fight. When will I get to see more such fights? So then Lord Vishnu said, you just wait. The creation is just going to start. Lord Brahma was going to create, no. The creation is going to just start. You will see lot of fights. So then after that, one avatar started coming. You remember? Matsya avatar came. And Matsya avatar, yes. Yeah. So Matsya avatar is... After, yeah, very good. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Vamana, Parashurama, Sam, Balaram. Okay. So this Matsya avatar, it is a huge golden fish. Do you remember?
Yeah.
When I told the story, it's a huge golden fish, and its horn was tied to what? Do you remember? Yes, Vasuki snake. Very good. With Vasuki snake, it was tied to a boat. In which that boat, all the Sapta Rishis were traveling. Do you remember?
Yes.
And this fish, it went through all the globe.
Yes.
Right? It traveled the full globe. At that time, even Jambavan was there. Actually, Jambavan is the oldest created entity. Remember? So, he was there watching this fish going through this full globe. So, he was offering his obeisances. And Jambavan was there when Kurma avatar happened. Jambavan was there when Varaha avatar. Varaha slapped Hiranyaksha. Do you remember? Varaha slapped Hiranyaksha to such an extent the eye sockets of Hiranyaksha fell down. And those sockets Jambavan took and he was playing with those sockets. So these all things happened. That is of Varaha. And then Narasimha avatar. For Narasimha avatar also this one was there. Who? Jambavan. Then after that, Vamana incarnation. In Vamana incarnation, you know what happened? Lord Vamana, he expanded his size. Do you remember? And what is that form called? Anyone remembers? The form of Vamana, when he has completely expanded, what is that form called? Trivikrama. Trivikrama. So, this big form, you see this lotus feet extending. This.
3 foot.
Yes. Yeah. That form is called Trivikrama. It's a huge form. Because he covered the whole cosmic manifestation, no? So that is why when Jambavan saw this form, he was totally in ecstasy. You know what he did? He was so fast, in 6 minutes, he circumambulated 18 times this form. Can you imagine? So, how fast he must have been. First of all, the form of Lord was so huge. And that form, Jambavan, he circumambulated that form in 18 times in 6 minutes. So, this is how he circumambulated Trivikrama form. And he was so happy by seeing the Lord's such beautiful form. That, you know, when he came down after finishing 18 rounds, when he came, his toenails... it scratched Mount Meru. Mount Meru, the personality, the, everything in spiritual world is a personality. So the personality Mount Meru, he came in front of Jambavan and he cursed him that, you know, even the Saptarishis don't keep their feet on me. So you, they float over me. So that is why I curse you that you will lose your, you will become old. So Mount Meru cursed Jambavan that you will become old just because he scratched his toenails in ecstasy. Because he was in ecstasy in doing the rounds of the Lord. In that ecstasy, he just scratched little bit the toenails of Mount Meru. Mount Meru cursed him that you become old. But anyway, Mount Meru said, but even if you become old, you will be there. He is there for all the pastimes. He is the oldest person, Jambavan. And you, when Lord Rama's pastimes will come, you will serve him very nicely. So this is how he blessed Jambavan, and that is how Jambavan was there now in Lord Rama's pastimes. So Sugriva told to Jambavan that you help this one, that you help Angada and Lord Rama to find Sita. So then Jambavan told to Angada that yes, I will come as a tour guide for you to South India, because he knew everything and anything, wherever what is happening, he knew all the places, everything he knew. So this is how they went, and then there was the now four people I told, na, Hanuman, Angad, Jambavan, the last one is Neela. These are the leaders of the party, 30,000 monkeys to the south. I'll tell you about Neela, then I'll stop for today. Neela was the mental son of Brahma. He was born from the mind of Brahma. He was a physicist, he was a chemist, and he was a scientist. He was a bear scientist. And you know what? He could do he could do great things. You know what he would do? He would mix certain chemicals. And he, just by mixing some chemicals, he could make you feel terrible. And certain chemicals he would mix and he will make you feel very happy. You don't have to even take the medicines. See, nowadays, like these scientists who are there, they make something and you have to actually take that medications to feel happy or to feel sad or to bring in emotions, right? But Neela, just by mixing some chemicals, he could make you feel very miserable or feel very happy. Different feelings. And not only that, he could change the density. You must have studied density in physics, isn't it? He could change the density of the stones. And then, not only that, he constructed the palace of Kishkindha only with stones. He didn't use cement. Kishkindha palace was there, no? That full palace he constructed only with the help of stones. Just see what a scientist he was in those days, at that time. So this is how, these are real scientists. Okay? So these four people assisted Lord Rama to find out Sita. Now next week we will see where they go. Okay? Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki. Yeah.